Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good morning, AJ. Long time no talk. How you been?
Yeah, welcome back. Good morning. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. You know, I got the call up from Toledo for the rest of the summer, basically. Question, and it was talked about in the update, and a guy I was with last night says, why doesn't Major League Baseball use the clause best for the game and make them have Scooble versus Skeens today?
the best interest of the game.
Yes.
Yeah, no, you know what's funny? Everybody started asking me about that a little bit last night. I got friends asking me, and I understand the appeal of it. Let me tell you how sophisticated this is. I go to Tarek Skubal and I'm like, hey, which game do you want? He's like, game one. I'm like, cool. And then he gets game one, regardless of whether Skeens is pitching or not. So maybe he's the day game guy and Skeens is the night game guy. Their routines are all really different. I've never thought about the league stepping in and saying you have to do something. That's probably a bit aggressive.
Yes, I know.
But it was not to avoid it or it was not to create it. Sometimes it falls on the schedule well. Sometimes it's as simple as like, hey, Tarek, sorry, man, I know you want the day game, but we need to put you in the night game. That's probably not a path I'm going to go on.
How awesome would that be? How quick would that game be if you had those two pitchers?
I know. That is one thought we probably should have taken into account. We have two games. We're getting on a plane. They're going to Pittsburgh. We're going to Tampa. And we might have had the fastest game of the year of an hour and a half. So I do love it when that theater can be created if the schedule allows it. But I also understand reality that if there's more to it than simply the appeal.
And they may hook up when they play in Pittsburgh again in July. Speaking of today, who goes in the nightcap for you guys or the second game?
Probably Holton or Herder, depending on how the first game goes. I mean, obviously, everybody assumes, probably too much how the pitching falls in game one. We will probably pitch either Holton or Herder to start. Montero will pitch. And that's a strategy that's paid off for us. I know I get a lot of questions about that too. And the reality is if we cannot expose Onelly Cruz to the same starting pitcher for three times, I mean, this is very similar to why we did it against Cincinnati with De La Cruz, or you do it, with Judge in New York, or if you have the opportunity to choose when to put your starting pitcher in, you probably wouldn't put him in against the first few hitters of the game. And everybody, probably should strategically do that the same way, but it just creates a conversation on how to deploy your pitching.
You mentioned, the theater that could be created between the two pitchers. That's not happening, but the theater that is the Tigers every time they take the field. And I know going into the season, expectations are, hey, we want to make the postseason. We'd love to make a World Series. Everybody can have their own expectations, but as the season goes on, those expectations continue to rise. You currently have the best record in Major League Baseball. expectations continue to rise for this team. How do you manage the expectations of your guys? How do you manage the pressure that ramps up as you get to the mid part of the of the regular season where you are such a good team? How do you help these guys manage those expectations?
I just show them the video of the last game against Cincinnati. Where we were awful. So, I mean, that's pretty easy. I'm the guy that's telling them a lot of the things that we need to get better. And I mean, I laugh, but I kind of do that. I mean, I make sure that we stay humble with where we're at. It is a constant challenge. I mean, we're navigating some injuries. We had a couple of off games. And one of the things that I know – people may even poke fun at me. I talk so much about series. Like, can we win the series? Today, we need to win a game to win the series. We go into Tampa, who's white hot right now. We're going to try to win a series at Tampa. Part of why I do that is just to stay grounded with the next 72 hours. It's all we have to worry about is what we're at. And I can try to, you know, in some ways distract them from, you know, the bigger picture or these broad questions or the growing expectations. Like, everybody knows where we're at. I mean, we're very proud of how we're playing and what we're doing. And we also know we felt pretty bad coming out of the Cincinnati series. Right. So we have to stay with our schedule with where we're at, and we have some challenges ahead. That's the only way I know how to do it. I mean, I think of all the other sports, you know, it's hard to talk about week 16 and week 4. It's hard to talk about, you know, May basketball in December. Like, it's a long season, and the more that I can get these guys to focus on the present, the series, the game, like, as much as that sounds like spin, it's actually how we have to operate to get through the schedule.
When you talk about expectations, you know as well as anybody, before the season or even after the last season, everybody's expectation, fans, media, was, you know, buy out Javi, won't make the team and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, you guys said, well, we're going to bring him to camp. Obviously, he's been terrific, not only in the clubhouse, on the field, all that stuff. Can you remember any player who has been written off like he was by the fan base, by the media? You know, whether it's right or wrong is irrelevant, that turned it around like he has thus far.
Yeah, that's hard. You know, they have a comeback player of the year every year. And, you know, I haven't paid a ton of attention to it over the years. I will pay close attention to it this year, just on where he's at right now, how he's responded to this. I don't remember anybody in my time at any of my stops that has been able to sort of be humble enough to move positions or move in the batting order or not play or bounce back from injury. And then, you know, and it was a you know, speaking of expectations, when we signed Javi, you know, there was the arrow was supposed to point in the other direction, right? Like, it was a signal that better times were ahead for the organization. I hadn't even been here through the really lean years where it was, you know, it was frustrating for this fan base. And so I think the reaction to, you know, to Javi was really just as much about the reaction to a period of time that this fan base had experienced. And so Javi took the wrath of a lot, and he didn't play well. And then he stopped playing, and then he got hurt, and now we have this, you know, the arguably one of the best stories in baseball on him being Javi Baez again and knocking on the door of the All-Star game, potentially the comeback player of the year. He's playing second, he's playing short, he's playing center. I don't know that there's that many stories over the last couple decades that represent so much of a roller coaster ride and the feel good that's coming out of it.
I want to ask you this, because I know you talk, and especially in the offseason, right? You'll get these requests to talk to, you know, little league teams, college teams, high schools, middle schools, whatever. How important is it for you when we're talking about Javi Baez and we see the results on the field be the way they are, and it's been great, it's been fun. But last year when he came back after the surgery, didn't play, but he came into the clubhouse, and you mentioned how excited the guys were to have him around. Attitude. And we see his attitude, the way he takes the field. Hey, at center field, great. Third base, shortstop, second base, doesn't matter. How important is that attitude to your team?
That's huge. You know, it's huge. Talking about influences on young players just within our clubhouse. You know, we have one of the younger position player groups in baseball, and so they do watch. They watch everything, you know, and they see, you know, at first it was like when we had Miggy here and Javi was here, and like these bigger than life personalities and bigger than life resumes, you know, young players come in and they're not really sure how to act. And so when the faster that we can diffuse the nervousness of guys coming up to the big leagues. And that was last year when we had, you know, Trey came up and Jace Young came up and Parker came back. And we have young players who are emerging as getting a lot of opportunity. Like what Javi does to encourage them and to create a, you know, an environment of fun like that. We get to see the unfiltered version of Javi. You guys get to see a little bit more of the filtered version on the field, but he's beloved because of what he does, you know, at 11 o'clock tonight when we get off the bus and how the joking and the laughing and the how he keeps it light, the music that's played, the grind tomorrow, you know, to me, 90 degrees, we're playing a noon game on Saturday and he will, you know, he will be there, sometimes not loving that we're there at noon and sometimes, you know, he's the spark of energy. So the 162 will bring out the true person and the true competitor. And we've seen the best of Javi behind the scenes, and now we're seeing it flourish on the field. And that's not a coincidence.
You mentioned Parker Meadows. What's the path and how patient are you guys going to be with him not having spring training? Obviously the injury, or at least not a full complement of spring training, as he struggles to get to the major league level.
Yeah, very patient. I mean, he can impact the game and contribute to a win in a lot of ways that don't include his four at bats. So, I mean, he smoked two balls yesterday, the other day, and didn't get anything to show for it. He patrols center field as a huge way contribution to a win. So, we're going to be very patient with him and get him up and running. And again, like, I just want to remind everybody, like, we look back and, like, Cole Keith's OPS probably as good as anybody in the last month. He had a rough April. We've had the Javi, who we just talked about, went through a spell of 40 or 50 at-bats where things weren't great for him. Riley Green, I got asked a lot of questions when he was punching out and not doing well. You know, Glaber has had, you know, maybe two games off. He's like a really small struggle. When he struggles, it's like eight at-bats. But it's just not, it's not perfect for everybody all year. And if he's contributing to a win and he's putting in the work and he's making some adjustments and we're seeing him hit the ball hard, the hits will come and we're going to be very patient.
You guys picked up a reliever that Philly DFA'd, Carlos Hernandez. I'm just curious, obviously struggling Philly. Their bullpen is terrible. My relatives in Philly say, oh, the guy stinks. My question to you is not so much about him. The process when Scott or Jeff Greenberg or whoever says, hey, we want to get this guy, does tape go right to Chris Fetter? Do you sit and talk does Dr. Fetter examine him, say, yes, there's something here. I can work with him and get him. How's that work?
Yeah, it's a big process. First off, tell your relatives to take a deep breath. He doesn't stink. He's a major league pitcher who does 100. you know, we have a whole process and we all kind of weigh in and we don't make the decisions because we're downstairs and getting, you know, we kind of have our day job, but the front office does an incredible job of digging pretty deep into, you know, what the guy's doing now. Like, obviously he's struggling. He wouldn't be available throwing 100, you know, multiple teams, great secondary pitches when he can land him in the zone. If he was doing well, he wouldn't be there. So we have to make a calculated decision on whether, you know, the upside outweighs, you know, necessarily some of the downside. And so for us, we're always going to take a shot that we can make guys better if they show characteristics of being able to control the strike zone, if they have a weapon that we feel like we can maybe utilize more. Obviously, the contractual stuff is done by the front office, but there's a lot that goes into it and we have a number of people, you know, outside of me and Fett and even Scott and Greeny that weigh in on, you know, what do we do with this player if he becomes ours? And when the upside's there and we feel like we have a good plan, then we try to acquire the player. So I need to get him in the games and we need to, you know, we would go right away. When I met him, it was like 5 minutes afterwards, we're diving into things with Fett and Rob and Juan, some of our pitching analysts and trying to squeeze more performance out of, you know, this multiple clay.
Well, thank you very much for letting us in on the how that works. Good luck in the doubleheader. Maybe he'll pitch tonight and play well and have fun in Tampa.
You got it. Take care, guys.
All right. It's AJ Hinch joining us on 97.1 The Ticket.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Two four 8-5-3-9-97-97. I embellished a little bit about what my Philadelphia scouting staff had to say about Hernandez.
Oh yeah, did you call him at the break and say, hey,
no,
he doesn't stink? Hey, no, you just told us.
No, I didn't call them, but they because I when I was working with Doug, I actually when I read them on the air what my friend friend and my brother in law said about him.
The Philly scouting department.
Yeah, my Philadelphia scouting department. Uh-huh. And they both think he said, you know. One guy said he's good one game, he stinks the next, and you know, basically, and you know,
consistency is always the hardest thing.
Yeah, he's like a 6-7. He's not a high leverage guy, is what they said basically. And the Phillies are a team that has a horrific bullpen. Their best relievers out for 70 games because of steroids.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird because when the suspension is up, he's allowed to come back. Yeah. But if they make the playoffs, he can't pitch in the playoffs.
Yeah. Here's the thing about what I think is amazing about this, the pitching coaches, the analytics, however they analyze guys, and even going back to last year, they would bring guys up from AAA who had an ERA over 9.
Yeah.
And then they would come in and be great for the Tigers. Now, we haven't seen a lot of that this year, but they find ways to maximize, and whether it's AJ and Fetter and the rest of the coaches creating matchups and only putting them in when it's time to be successful, but you still have a limited roster. You still have limited availability,
right,
and that they find ways to create those matchups to benefit whether it's guys in the lineup at the plate or guys that are coming in relief on the mound. That's where I think the secret sauce is, and I don't know how they do it.
Right. Well, that's why I asked him about, you know, when guys become available or they think about it, is it just the – because the actual – you know, most people believe, you know, from afar, oh, the GM sees this guy, they, you know, figure out they want him. And I figured that Federer looks
there's
got to
be a collaborative
stuff.
Process. Yes. There's got to be some input.
Right.
I don't think it's Scott Harris that's just looking at this guy and going, I think this guy can work with our staff.
Right.
You know, there might be some of that. Now, when he is now more familiar with what Chris Federer can do and seeing some of those things, I think he could probably err on the side of being right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's got to be a collaborative process where, hey, AJ, and we need you to get a look at this guy.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. So I thought his answer for the skiing scuba thing was right on. I mean,
sure.
You want to do what your player wants, right?
Right. Yeah. So you ask him, hey, do you want the first game or the second game? He says first.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to fight that, especially when it's Scooble.
Yes.
Like, whatever you want.
Exactly.
Whatever's best for you. And, and I'm curious.
I should have asked if Don Kelly asked
Skeens
that. The same question.
Uh-huh. I would imagine so. I mean, Skeens is you know, front runner for NL Cy Young.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think he probably went to him and said, hey, early or late?
Yeah.
And apparently he said late.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe Livy was here last night, so I don't know. Maybe he wanted some sleep more. I don't know. He wanted some more rest. I don't know.
Could be part of the equation.
Night before? I don't know.
Morning of?
Well, I don't know. Okay. I can't answer that because I'm not a professional athlete. You can. Now, I understand that in the NFL it's different because you stay at a hotel.
Correct.
Yeah.
I believe the Pirates are staying
the Pirates
in a hotel.
The Pirates are too, yes. know.
But there is much more travel in Major League Baseball.
Yes.
And I think the travel for families, for significant others, is different.
Yeah, I don't think if Livy wanted to be with Paul on a road trip, that Paul Skeens would have to go to management.
And get clearance.
Yeah, from Donnie Kelly, baby. You know, can Livy,
yes.
you know.
Stay in my room.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
We actually had rules because there was 17 games, even for home, 16 games at that time, but where you weren't allowed to have anybody in your room. And I don't know if that's changed now. I don't know if it's changed because it was that way. It was no spouses, no nothing. Like, this is a business trip. Even if it's a home game,
right?
It's a business trip.
So was it always home games in hotels while you played?
No, Marty Schottenheimer did not, because we had that was my third year. We had a more veteran team. And if you were a rookie, yeah, you had to stay in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that wasn't a rookie, you had the choice. And a lot of veteran guys said, you know, I got kids at home. They're screaming, they're crying, they're up all night. Right. I want to stay in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But I was always like, I'd rather sleep in my bed, my own bed.
Right.
And just get a good night's sleep, and I'll get to the stadium in the morning. Now, just don't be late.
Right.
That was the key. And in D.C., you know, that could be a little bit of a trick, even on Sundays.
Traffic?
Yeah.
In that town?
Mm-hmm. Beltway was not always kind.
No. Beltway was never kind. People have no idea. People bitch about the traffic here and the construction, and I get it.
Yeah. Well, the construction is.
You have no idea what it's like in certain cities and metropolitan areas of traffic every single day.
Yeah.
I mean, D.C., talk about the Beltway. The Schuylkill Expressway in Philly, the Long Island Expressway
in New York,
and the bridge you get in the bridge, the East Coast is ridiculous. And LA, for crying out loud, is awful as well. So, another great reason we should live here. Yeah, the roads blow. I get that. Yeah, it's cold. But we really don't have the traffic. We don't have, for the most part, all due respect to one hit last night, we really don't have catastrophic weather like other places.
Not as much as they have in South Florida.
Right.
The Gulf.
Or the tornado belts of this country.
Yeah. Or you know.
Earthquakes.
Earthquakes, yes. Yes. We don't have those extremes very frequently.
Yes.
Correct. Yes. But we do have a lot of orange barrels.
Yes, we do.
And those orange barrels, it compounds it when those orange barrels and you find a detour, and then there's more orange barrels.
I know.
On every detour.
Yeah. So. You know, so funny. A lot of times, and I'm guilty of this, I complain about, you know, the technology. I think AI is going to be, for the most part, the destruction of society. I can't stand
the death of humanity?
Low-key cooked.
I can't, yeah.
Low-key cooked.
I can't stand it.
Yes. Ask Karsh is back there right now. Has his kids used that term, low-key cooked?
All the time.
All the time. Absolutely. Yes. Says the guy with chill on his hat. just real quick before we go to break. Your thoughts on how patient they should be with Parker Meadows. Oh, we get a special appearance.
It's just another day at the office for me, me and Doug.
Everything is low-key.
Yeah. Yeah.
The kids,
yeah.
Everything is low-key. Cooked is one. Reading their text message is virtually impossible because everything's abbreviated.
Yeah, you can't understand it.
I got one the other day. I sent something to one of my kids, and they text back, IK. And I'm like, IK.
I know.
I think this means I know. So I texted back, IK? And then I wrote, I know this. And then I kept making jokes like,
right.
I'm sure I know this. And I don't know. I can't. I think I know. And I just, I finally said, come on, this is funny. And my son texted back, Dad, you're dumb.
I will do this. I'll actually write out a sentence because they only use like first letters.
Yeah.
I'll write out a sentence and I'll actually just use the first letter of every word. And then I'll say, okay, I'm going to play this game.
I remember where I thought I was like being like, not hip, but with them when I would answer something like K, you know, but they say, no, it's KK now.
Oh, big K, little K.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's the the point I was going to make was, as much as I can't stand AI and, you know, because it writes papers for kids and all that stuff, Waze. I mean, we talk about the construction. Waze has a way of telling you where to go, and it usually is pretty damn good.
Yeah, that's
it. Proves of that.
Yeah. Yes.
97.1 The Ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Two four eight 538-9797. If you missed the AJ Hinch interview or any of the previous segments, go to the Odyssey app, hit the rewind function, and listen to all your favorite stuff on this very radio station. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. As we all know by now, the Edmonton Oilers were defeated by the Florida Panthers the other night. Florida wins the Stanley Cup. Tonight, the Lawrence O'Brien Trophy might be awarded to the Oklahoma City Thunder as they take on the Indiana Pacers. And there's always been this, you know, not debate, but, you know, kind of a unspoken mantra that hockey players are basically some of the toughest athletes in sports because what they play through. And I know you're sure. Football, they do as well. But and all sports, they do play through injuries. But nothing like hockey, especially during the playoffs. And you remember years ago, I think Lidstrom had something wrong in his, you know, private parts, and he took shots there. I remember Brent Gilchrist getting shots, he played through like a hernia or whatever. He takes shots in his abdomen before every game. I mean, these guys, they'll do whatever. So
never find out about it until the season's over.
Right.
Yes.
So usually it's 2 days afterwards. But on the ice the other night, Darren Pang asked Matthew Tkachuk, who obviously had injuries, and he really wasn't great. The last few games he played really well, but he was hampered throughout the end of the regular season and the playoffs, but he kept playing. And here's Darren Pang with Matthew Tkachuk on the ice after the game. Okay, I'm not a doctor, obviously. Tearing an
adductor,
yes, off the bone and a hernia on the same side.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the three adductor muscles?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, you have the adductor longus, the adductor brevis, and the adductor magnus.
Okay.
The adductor magnus is bigger than the longus.
I figured the longus would be biggest because it's the longest.
Longest is longer.
Yeah.
It's just not. It's not magnum size.
Okay, but
4.5 years of kinesiology school.
Right. There you go.
There you go,
pay
John.
Off. Yes, using that degree.
So it's just amazing what these guys play through. Halliburton and Rick Carlisle got criticized for actually playing him maybe too much the other night. He obviously was ineffective. It's a game time decision tonight. He has a calf injury. 248-539-9797. What goes through your mind when there are guys who are, you know, borderline, whether they're injured or not, you know, obviously if it's regular season games, a lot of them, they won't play. How tough is it, John, and you're the athlete here, to make a decision whether I'm hurt or I'm injured, which are two different things, and how I'm going to affect my team if I play or don't play?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into it. Number one is the coach has to be the one that makes that decision because most players, especially when you're in the playoffs or in a championship series, are going to say, no, I'm good to go. I mean, even if they are hobbling onto the floor, I'm good to go. Coach has to make the decision what's best for the team. And let's just use Halliburton going out there or continuing to play, is him, you know, going out there with it and only getting 4 points, the best thing for the team. And who was it in the third quarter? Was it
T.J. McConnell?
Yeah, T.J. McConnell was out there playing well.
Yes.
And would they have had a better chance of winning that game if T.J. McConnell was your guard versus Tyrese Halliburton? And I think the answer would have been yes, right, in that situation.
Now, Carlisle said McConnell at the time, he said, maybe I should have put him back in later or whatever, but he said he was gassed at the time.
Right. And so obviously it's a get him out, get some rest, get him back in. But you're also looking at the guys that got you there. and how this team has been successful. I mean, we watched Isaiah lip around.
Yay.
And still perform.
Yeah. Game six in 1988, yeah. Among other games.
And it's always, okay, well, if this guy is hurt, what percentage of that player am I getting? And, I mean, there's no way to put an actual number on it, but you're trying to gauge, am I getting 80% of Tyrese Haliburton? Am I getting 70% of Tyrese Haliburton? And is 70% of him better than 100% of TJ McCollum?
Do you want your athletes or your teams to play hurt? Because I remember Nate Robertson went through
a stretch. Well, the short answer to that is yes.
Okay, well, Nate Robertson went through a stage where he kept pitching, and finally at the end he said, yeah, I'm hurt. He tried to hide it from the team. You know, it's great. All right, I'm a big tough guy, you know, but you're hurting the team because you're not at 100% or even close to that. Sometimes guys are too selfish. Or they're worried they might
lose
their
jobs. That's
why it's
up to the coach. Well, yeah. I mean, if risking losing your job, if I don't play and I lose my job, at least I'd like to be out there and lose my job because I'm trying to play through something.
Right.
So that's where it has to be the coach. And coaches can tell if guys are not performing to their typical self, if they're changing their technique, if they're making modifications on what they're doing. And so I'll use this example where I played a year with two broken hands. I broke both thumbs in the week leading up to the first game, and then we played the Bears in the first game, and I broke my other hand in that game. I played the entire season with shots and casts on my hands. But at that point, it was something I could play with as long as I could manage the discomfort.
Was this public information? Did they have injury lists?
Oh, yeah, this is public, okay. Yeah. And plus, I had both cans in a cast. It was immovable.
Right.
And so the way that we had structured or formed the cast was going to protect my thumb and allow me just enough movement on my fingers to be able to somewhat perform the duties that I had to perform as an offensive lineman.
Whole defensive lineman.
Yes. I actually got called for holding once too, and it was physically impossible for me to hold. and there was a little discussion with officials at that point. Anyway, but was 80% of me at that point better than 100% of who my backup was? And it was for that year, but it's not always going to be the case.
Right.
So, it goes to the coach. Is this the decision to make? And another one where I was playing against Julius Peppers when he was playing for Carolina. And I had torn a calf muscle. So I can't hide it very much. I'm limping around. But I had fashioned a TheraBand that I would tape it to the balls of my foot, stretch it underneath my heel, and tape it to the top of my calf so it acted as a little bit of assistance for my calf muzzle. Going out there and playing against him, I had to change my technique, but the results were still the same. I was still successful playing against him because of the experience I had and the experience I knew I had to use in that moment. Whereas whoever my backup was probably would not have been as successful against Julius Peppers in that moment. So that's where, yes, you can play hurt, and we all love to see our players play hurt because we want to know that they're fully invested.
Right.
But you don't want them to risk losing games because of it.
248-539-9797. Let's take this to your life, okay? What's the situation where you had to play through something?
Yeah, you'd play through something or work through something.
Work through something, yeah. Yes. 97.1, the ticket. When it comes to endorsing a product or a service, I can only speak from my own personal experience. Now, 6 years ago, my eyesight was getting really bad and it concerned me, so I heard about Dr. Yaldo from some people around here, so I sought his advice. Now, he determined that I had early onset cataracts and suggested I get bifocal implants. And I was a bit fearful because, you know, it's the procedure, going to your eyes, I'm kind of a wuss. And he said he performed it many thousands of times, would be fast and painless. And you know what? It was. The results remain remarkable. I've got 20/20 vision at all distances, both near and far away, and will never need glasses of any kind again. Now, whether it's custom LASIK or bifocal implants, have Dr. Yaldo determine which would work best for you. And then let him set you free from contacts, glasses, and readers for good. Go to Yaldo Eyecenter.com and sign up for your free evaluation. tell him to do for what to you what he did for Stoney. Hey, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll check out the over and under, and it's not what you think it is.
Oh, so this is not a betting over under?
We'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
All right. We're talking about guys playing through injuries. Obviously, Matthew Tkachuk told everybody what his deal was playing through
the hernia, the adductor, torn from the bone.
Yep, and Tyrese Halliburton.
Mm-hmm. The calf injury.
The game time decision tonight. So we wanted to know things that you've had to deal with, whether it's sports or just work.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've seen you. You had the eye patch.
That's true.
The pirate patch.
That's right. Yes.
Yes.
And then I did something, you know, because you always want to believe that you can
overcome.
And I tried one day, and you remember what that turned out to be? Not going good.
At 6:02 in the morning.
Yeah. Why did you even come in is what basically people said to me. Usually not as nicely as that, but you know. All right. Here's some ticket texts. Hockey is a very different than other sports because it doesn't have the ground reaction forces. They are on skates and glide. Their feet aren't firmly planted. It's also why they can play such a physical game and play so many in the time they do. I think
maybe you don't have the ground forces, and yes, you can glide. How many of them glide to a stop? Not many. It's you know, you're sticking your skates in the ice, you come into abrupt stops, you change in directions, and that's only when you choose to voluntarily stop.
Right.
Sometimes you run into other players.
Right.
Your injuries are different.
Yes.
You're not going to have the high impact knee, foot, ankle.
Right.
Correct.
That an NBA player would, for example.
But they're still painful.
Yes.
Somebody said, oh, his calf hurt. Okay. If you remember, I believe I'm accurate on this. Greg, you can double check me. Kevin Durant played with a calf sprain or whatever, ended up screwing up his Achilles, right, or whatever, in the NBA Finals.
Calf strain.
Yes.
Yes.
I have long believed that the athleticism in sports is widely overhyped. It's at best the second most important thing about an athlete. Intelligent awareness, technically fundamentals, understanding your opponent, anticipation. I mean, list goes on, Mike in Utica.
So, as I understand that text, is there could be a physically gifted athlete, but there could be somebody that is performing at a commensurate level because technically they do things right.
Mm-hmm.
There are aspects of that, yes.
You can hold with your arms too, Jansen. Hello.
Yes, you can. But it's hard. If you can't get a grip on someone, then yeah.
It's tough to hold.
Yeah.
Best humble brag I've ever heard. Love it, John. That's from Josh and Warren. Used to coach high school football. August games would get hot. Coached a whole game with the worst chaff of my life. Could barely walk after the game. Hashtag warrior.
Yes. Chafing can be major injury.
Mm-hmm. I was 15, had an emergency appendectomy. My driving test was a few days later.
Oh, boy.
I took that test hunched over like an old lady at the wheel because I couldn't sit straight up due to the incisions. I remember it was uncomfortable to turn to look at blind spots, barely passed.
Hey, but you passed.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
I was a college football player and tore both my labrum and rotator cuff in both shoulders a week apart, 2 weeks into my senior year at Wayne State.
Mm.
Played the final 8 games, leading the team in tackles and forced fumbles. That's from Ronnie in Detroit.
Well done, Ronnie. Love it.
As someone who's self-employed, if you don't work, you don't get paid. You put off going to the doctor because jobs need to get done. I was having a hard time breathing and catching my breath. Finally went to the doc. He sent me to the ER. A CT scan showed blood clots in both lungs.
Oh, boy.
Guys are kind of dumb about stuff like this. I'm happy I'm still standing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do have that that little voice in our head that says, "What can't happen to me?"
Right.
Or I can overcome anything.
Mm-hmm. I tore my ACL playing basketball with my athletes after school. Still covered the basketball game that night. Had the reconstructive surgery and only missed a week of work. I'm an athletic trainer covering high school sports, Landon and Waterford. Let's see. We got others here. Nobody calls. Just texts. See, that's a ruin of...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Must be a bunch of broken fingers out there.
Yeah.
Can't overcome.
That's AI too, I think.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Voice to text.
Yeah, voice to text. Tater says, when I umpired minor league baseball several times, took a foul ball off the mask that makes you see stars. Team trainers want to pull me, but nobody ever wants to leave the game, so I would tough it out and stay in and go through protocol after the game. While I was in the Navy, I tore my ACL and patella during PT. I went almost 2 years with no surgery due to my in-training status. I couldn't miss any time. It was torture. My knee was constantly locking, but as long as I could run in a straight line, I was deemed okay.
There you go.
Somebody from your hometown of Clawson says, or unless his name is Clawson, I ripped my Achilles in half playing pickleball. It was a lot of fun. Still recovering 18 months later. Wow.
Yes.
Had a piece of cartilage break off under my kneecap, and it was a free-floating around my knee.
Those free-floating bodies.
Yes. Played out my junior year of basketball with an enormous brace until Mark Milia, the Michigan legend, performed a great surgery on me.
There you go.
Good as new, but we lost in the districts. In high school baseball, my teammate dove into my knee going for a ball. I unknowingly played the rest of the game with a torn meniscus, sprained ankle, sprained ACL, and sprained MCL. That's John in Commerce.
It's tough.
Good morning. Every morning on my drive, I work through Costa trying to spin his tough guy takes, camping in a hotel, the catio, being Italian, please. Great to hear you, Stoney. That's from John and Holly. Well, I'm not a tough guy.
Costa taking strays. Yeah.
See, now I look like the bad guy from reading it.
No, not at all. No, I think it was perfect.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You give me the text,
I'll read it. Read anything on paper.
Yeah.
No, but there's different levels of toughness and different jobs,
correct,
have different things. If you had that day where, you're not going good, right?
Mm-hmm. Your voice day.
In almost any other job, you could perform.
Correct.
But in this one, where you need your voice, it became debilitating.
Yes, it was just really stupid and dumb to be tough guy.
But there's also, again, there's to defend you, at 3:30 in the morning, you don't really want to make the call to the boss, then has to call somebody else to wake up to get here on time. Like it was a sacrifice for you to come in and try and do it, but it's also you're trying to take one for the team, which... whether it's Halliburton or it's Tkachuk, they're all trying to take one for the team so that they don't inconvenience or do something to another coworker.
Correct.
So we appreciate your toughness.
Thank you,
Mr. Stone.
All right. Coming up next, what's the over-under? 97 won the ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.